The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
If you listen real closely, Corpus Salo just gave up another goal. Second hour of KJ and Lyons on WEEI. 617-779-7937. Text line 37937. Look, John, on any given, any other time, or most other times, it's opening night. You don't freak out. But here's the problem. Man, if I'm Jeremy Swayman in the hallway, I was like, man, you've got to give me my $9.1 million. Because if that's going to be, if what you saw last night are going to be the other 27 games or so that you're going to get from your backup goalie, it's a problem already.
Yeah, and to be clear, this was not all Corpus Allo. Like, I thought the Bruins as a whole played terrible. Like, the final score was 6-4. This was a 5-1 game in the third period.
Like, wait, what was it after one? It was what?
It was 4-1 after one, 5-1 going into the third.
That's a goalie problem.
Like, no, I mean, he played bad, but I'm saying the entire team was, like, the amount, they gave up 35 shots in the game, but I think of the first, 13 shots, 12 of them were by the Panthers. Like, this was an onslaught by the Panthers really in the first 40 minutes of the game, and they let up a little in the third, but it just, this was just a bad team loss by the Bruins. Now, KJ, can I give you one kernel for hope?
There's hope in all this? What?
Opening night of 2018, the Washington Capitals raised a banner and they smoked the Bruins, I think 5-1. And then that season, the Bruins went to the Stanley Cup final. So,
So let me ask you this.
You know, was the Tuukka Rask isn't walking through that door anymore.
You get to my point. Was the starting goalie that night going to be doing 27 games or so as the guy who just got their new deal still isn't ready?
No, that was the
okay.
Real guy.
Yeah. Okay, so that's my thing.
I just want to give you one little tiny kernel of hope.
Yeah, well here's the
and
thing.
Now we can be negative for the next 10 minutes.
Well, I don't want to be totally negative because I would rather be on the side of, okay, guys are not ready for game condition skating. They're trying to get their shifts together. They might be a little slower on the ice. They're trying to get up to professional speed. I get that you're on the road. There's probably some travel issues that are being discussed because you have a hurricane coming through there, which I thought that was real rich. Like, coming eastbound on 90, on 75 are just nothing but rows of cars coming across the Everglades for people trying to find shelter. However, if you get off at this exit, there's a great hockey game going on. Like, I'm thinking it's a bit weird. You're probably thinking about traveling and getting out of town and everything like that. So I'm not going to be mad that you're off your rocker in terms of your gameplay in the front side of the ice. The defense, there's going to be a bit of an issue there, okay? But when your goaltending is just not there and you've been the goal, like, you haven't even been splitting reps during preseason. Like, you're the guy. You were the guy. This is your chance to prove that you can be the backup guy, or hell, up until 2 days before that, you were going to be the guy. I mean, do you think he's just like, okay, well, Swayman signed, so there's no point. I'm going to just go ahead and open
up
the
six hole. No, I think he's just not a good player.
He's not. Like, and so, but, you know, so what? Swayman's going to just play? Do you now look at possibly playing him 70? Like, you're like, okay, let's just get Corpus Allo his here and there's now, get them out of the way. And
I do think Corpus Allo will be better than six goals and is bad. Like, we are talking about they're playing.
We won't know until we see.
They are playing the best team in the league, and Corpus Allo is going to be a backup player. So I think he's going to be better than this, but he's still not a good player. And what concern, and look, it's one game, so I'm not trying to overreact here.
Out of 27.
What annoyed me is, you're the Bruins. You got eliminated by the Panthers last year. You go out and sign the two biggest free agents on the market. why are you not ready to go in this game? Like, they came out looking sluggish. Jim Montgomery said after the game they were slow the whole game, and part of that's their roster composition. But, like, why are you not ready to go? Like, of all times to be ready to go, this is the team that has eliminated you 2 years in a row. They're shaking their ass in your face, raising a banner right in your eye, and you're not ready to go? Like, you signed the two biggest free agents on the market, and you're just not ready to go?
John, you know what the key point of the game was last night? I think it was, 4-1-5-1, and they started chanting, "We want Swayman." Yeah. So that's, look, I understand what you're saying in terms of these guys supposed to be ready to go. You spent all this money and so forth and whatnot. Again, at least they did, okay, they scored four goals, but let's just say two of them were kind of like when everybody was pretty much asleep and thinking about, how do I beat some of this hurricane traffic that's coming in?
Right, I think two of those goals are in the final, like, three minutes or something. Yeah.
Right, but if it's 4-1 after the first intermission, what do we do? Like, at least we're on track to score three goals, but they're on track to score 12.
Yeah, and I think the key point to me is, like, the Panthers are up 2-0 in the first period. Bruins score to make it 2-1. It was, I think, that shorthanded goal makes it 2-1. You're feeling
good.
The Zacha
goal.
And what is it, like, 4 minutes late? Not even? I mean, Barkov, Reinhardt up the ice, boom, goal. And it's like, really? Like that's what we're... And again, I thought this was Korpisalo was bad, but this to me was a total team loss. Like, you're giving up a shorthanded opportunity and a shorthanded goal to go down 3-1. You're giving up 12 of the first 13 shots on net. Like, that to me is just a total frustrating team loss. And
so,
Florida also, are they in the Bruins' head? I think so.
Well, we've known that for 2 years.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. What if Korpisalo gets the start Saturday night?
Well, so they play tomorrow at home against Montreal. I expect Swayman tomorrow at home against Montreal. Saturday, though, I mean, is Swayman in good enough shape where he can play two games in a row, even though there's a day off in between?
Is it
Korpisalo again? And then they have a game Monday. And actually, correct me if I'm wrong, is Monday's game against Florida again? Yeah, I think it's against Florida.
Yeah,
again.
Because it's like a one day labor, because I think after Montreal, then it's Florida again.
Yeah, and then because they play Florida twice in the first week and then only once the rest of the year. But point being, like, you have Montreal Thursday, like, okay, that's a Swayman game. If you want Swayman to play Florida, then do you play him against L.A. on Saturday? Is he in good enough shape to play three games in a row in 5 days? Like, in theory, yeah, an NHL guy should be, but this guy's had no training camp, just got here, no preseason. So if you want him to play Monday against Florida, which I think you should, and let's not forget, next Wednesday, you're out in Colorado. That's a really good team, too. So
let's just stick to what the people are going to see when they pay their money. Do you think, like, is there a chance you see Korpisalo in two of the next three games?
I think you see him potentially against L.A. I think you see Swayman against Montreal and Florida, definitely. But L.A., in that game sandwiched in the middle, I could see Korpisalo.
Because you definitely want to see Swayman play. That's a TNT game next Wednesday at Colorado, so you probably want your best guy going in that one.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like, Florida's a good team. You want Swayman playing against them. You want him playing against Colorado.
Well, yeah, especially what just happened.
Right, exactly. So I think that's where...
See,
and you have 2 days off after the Colorado game.
But tell me you don't want to see Korpisalo at all during that stretch.
I'd rather not. So look, here's the thing.
That's the thing. You're going to have to see him at least
once
again.
You will, but also, like, you're
paying. Maybe Friday.
I'm okay to play Korpisalo now and then. Like, I do not think he's going to be six goals bad all the time as a backup. Now, as a starter, I do think he'd be five or six goals, because he literally was last year. But as a backup, pick your spots. I think you can survive with him. Emphasis on survive. He's not going to be good. But, yeah, I think, KJ, to your point, I think you're going to see him potentially this Saturday and probably a couple more times this month. And then maybe by November, you get into a rhythm where it's, say, four games for Swayman, one game for Korpisalo, you know, four for Swayman. But I think for this first month, it might be two games for Swayman, one Korpisalo, then three, then one, before he really works his way up.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI, 617-779-7937, text line 37937. Yeah, Jabril Peppers got his notice today from the NFL. We're going to kind of touch that third rail a little bit and how it may affect the Patriots' locker room long-term with their captain down for an unlimited time. Right now, it's time to trend with Zach Coe.
The Greg Hill Show, weekdays 6 to 10.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Patriots head coach Jerod Mayo met with the media this morning and officially announced that third overall pick Drake May will start Sunday's Week 6 matchup against the Houston Texans. Pats will welcome Houston to Gillette Stadium. Sunday kickoff set for 1 p.m. In other Patriots news, the NFL has placed safety Jabril Peppers on the commissioner's exempt list after he was arrested on assault and drug possession charges over the weekend. Peppers cannot be with the team while on the exempt list. Bruins kicked off their 2024-25 campaign last night in Florida, taking on the defending cup champion Panthers. And while there was no Stanley Cup hangover for the Panthers, 6-4 was your final from Sunrise. Goal scorers for the Bruins were Pavel Zacha, Charlie McAvoy, Trent Frederick, and David Pastrnak. Bees will return home tomorrow night to take on the Canadiens. Puck drop from the Garden set for 7 p.m. And don't forget, you can catch Arcand and Hart with WEEI Afternoon Show, broadcasting live from Scores from 2 to 6 p.m. All four division series in action across baseball today. Tigers took a 2-1 series lead over the Guardians with a 3-0 win in Detroit. Mets looking to eliminate the Phillies from Citi Field. Phillies lead that one 1-0 currently. Royals and Yankees facing off in Kansas City in Game 3. That series tied up one game apiece. They just got underway. Score still 0-0. And finally, the Padres looking to eliminate the Dodgers in San Diego. First pitch at 9:08. Trending brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. This Thanksgiving, bring your thankful 30 to the dinner table. You, thankful for dropping your first 30 by Turkey Day. Awaken180weightloss.com. My name is Zach Coe, and that's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. More KJ and Lions coming up after this.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Is KJ and Lions on WEEI.
KJ and Lions, WEEI. Thank you so much for being part of your Wednesday. That's Jerod Mayo talking about the Jabril Peppers situation, which now is in the next phase of what's to happen. If you don't know, he was arrested Saturday morning, charged with assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, strangulation, and possession of a Class B substance. I'm not going to say what they believe it to be, even though that's according to police. I think that's something that has to go through the legal system as well. So anything that says believed to be, I'm not going to include that in my statement. That makes sense, John?
Yeah, it does.
Right. So it's like when you say something believes to be something, I'm not going to say that it is until it's proved or said that it is. So that doesn't lean me one way or the other. I'll get into some of my thoughts of just what players face in the situation. But, John, what do you think this does to the team when one of your captains is not only on the team exempt list, but he's not even allowed to be in the facility?
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not going to say it either, but he did admit to police that that substance was his own. So that's another layer to it as well. But, yeah, I mean, you look at their captain list coming into the season. None of them are left for a variety of reasons, right? Like David Andrews is hurt. Jacoby Brissett has been benched. And now you have this situation, which is obviously much more serious than those two. And you think about the details that come out about this, and I know they're alleged details, but they're terrible. It's just a terrible situation. It's a type of stuff that if it's true, he shouldn't be here at all. And then, you know, you wonder how someone that would, on one hand, do something like that was also elected by his peers to a leadership position, and now that guy's not there. I think it really has to weigh on a lot of those guys in that locker room, and yeah. In coaching staff, locker room, you know. And look, not that in any way compares to the way it lands and weighs on the alleged victim here. But just from a purely football sense, yeah, it's going to weigh a ton. I mean, it's again, this guy, he wasn't just a teammate. He was looked on as a leader among the team. And you read the details of this stuff, and it's just terrible stuff to be associated with. And now he's just not around, and all you have to weigh is what you can read.
Yeah, Pepper's next court date is scheduled for November 22nd. And Monday after the arraignment, you did hear comments from his attorney saying that there is some type of video evidence that would corroborate or to show that his client is not guilty of what's being charged.
So I'm not a lawyer. I did get into law school once, but I'm not a lawyer, KJ. So,
well, I'm just saying
No, you're right. You're right. But my question is, if there is video evidence that exonerates him, they don't need to wait till November 22nd. They can't just show the DA that video and be like, hey, he's innocent.
Well, no, because first you enter your charges. They're not having they're not having the trial there. And then when the next court date, which is November 22nd, we don't know what's going to be presented. But at that time, those things potentially could be discussed. Does it go to trial? These are things we won't know until November 22nd.
Sure, I guess just my point is, and if someone's a lawyer, feel free to call in and correct me. But if you have clear exonerating evidence and you just show that to the DA now or even after the arraignment, whatever, but now, chances are you don't need a court date on the 22nd and you're just innocent.
But that's the thing. You have a right to a fair trial amongst your peers. So
if you have irrefutable evidence that you're innocent.
When you plead not guilty, then I think that's when they put before you, is this bench trial, is it a jury trial? I don't know the example, but you do get to have that next process. So this is part of that next process. It's not something that can just be immediately remedied right away and then decided. Still, because you still have to get victim statements, you have to do investigation, so forth and everything, because a charge has been brought forward. I will say this, and especially when dealing with younger players, and this is something we've discussed in entertainment for over 20 years, because sex and intimacy is part of this story. There are some things that you just have to be more aware of and not even be tempted to do, or even walk into that area during the course of that, because it can easily turn on you. Because it's interesting, you've heard some people wonder, well, why haven't the Patriots been more proactive of getting rid of him and making that move? And that's why you heard Gerard Mayo saying, look, the process has to play out. More things will be known November 22nd in terms of where things are going. I mean, I don't want to say what preppers will or will not do. This is not the place for that. But I just know that nothing else will be known about this case, really. From a legal perspective, until November 22nd.
Yeah, and I think this is what that commissioner's exempt list is for. This is the, and I know there's been times over the years that they've doled out punishment inconsistently and used this list inconsistently, but I think in this case, they're using it correctly, right?
It's consistent with what it can be. You can be, all you have to do is be arraigned. You don't have to be guilty or not guilty. You just have to be in a position where there is a potential negative or potential whirlwind that's going to happen around this case. That's why Jabril Peppers is still a paid employee. So it's not like he doesn't still get paid. It's just that he can't perform representing the NFL shield while he's being arraigned.
Right. And because I think the goal of the exempt list is you want to prevent, like, the Rashee Rice situation in Kansas City, you know, potentially committed a crime that could have got people killed, that got people hurt, all this, and he's out there playing, obviously before he got injured, but he was playing and there was essentially no real consequences. That's one end of the spectrum. And then the other end of the spectrum, of course, is the famous Duke Lacrosse case where they were falsely accused. The whole point of the exempt list
got to stick to the NFL, though, because Duke Lacrosse
But it has something to do with this. The whole point of the exempt list is to prevent either situation like that, right, where you can take the time to say, hey, this guy's not here because we're taking this seriously, but we're waiting for it to go through, and then when we have a resolution one way or the other. And the thing about the NFL and the Patriots is a guy can be found innocent in the legal system, but if they really believe he did it or there's legit evidence he did it and they think he did, they can release him anyway. But
because he's a private employee,
this list at least
moral
just,
clause and stuff like that. Yeah.
Right. This list just at least gives them time to gather that information. And I think sometimes, and this is a larger statement, people conflate, like, the legal system with like the NFL justice system, and it's not right. The same thing. Like the NFL can kind of do whatever they want. Like if they think you did it, then they can get rid of you. If they think you didn't do it, then they can keep you around. But the legal system obviously has its standard of proof. And again, I think that's why he's on this list. And frankly, I think that's the purpose of this list.
Well, I think the NFL doesn't get into the guise of guilty or innocent. Just the fact, I think the facts they look at is, were you brought before a court of law?
Yeah.
And whatever your plea is, once you've got into that arraignment situation and what are the charges associated with that arraignment, then that's when they say, we're going to kind of park you to the side. We can't punish you just yet. So you're still getting paid. You just can't perform. And the reason being is because at the end of the day, all 32 NFL teams fall under the umbrella of the NFL. So if you've got a person or a potential victim who's bringing a case forward, and let's just say a player's still allowed to be around the facilities and all these other different things, you don't know what may be happening that could affect the case one way or the other. And then all of a sudden bring the team into the circle of things, right? It's almost kind of a like a liability, a limited liability that the NFL has to protect itself from its teams and the teams from its players in a way. So it's not saying, hey, we think you're wrong. And especially now the way social media is, how people will run further with this, yep. Try to go further with this, try to be internet salutes and try and dig further with all these different things. The NFL saying, hey, we don't want to find ourselves in a situation where we failed to punish someone and all these other things came out and this person was still on the field, or God forbid, other things continue to happen as this person was on the field. And the other side of it is, we don't want to take away this person's livelihood if we find out that the things put before them, where everything may not be true, but just the specifics can be true, then the specifics can be like, okay, we can punish him for this specific thing, even if these other things turn out to not be true, or not proven factual in court, right? Like they could be, like it's a difference between what you can prove and what you know.
Whoa, is that a Training Day quote, by the way? It's not what you know, it's what you can prove.
Right, but that's where the NFL takes a step back and says, we can only go by what's been proved in court to take further action.
Yeah, and I think for now that's where they're at. And then November 22nd or time after that, then again, the NFL has some independence and the Patriots have some independence from the legal system. But for now, you're 100% right. You want to align with that system because you're gathering the facts much like the legal system is, and you want to let that process play out.
Yeah, I'm not sure if the NFL gets abreast of where things are going in the case. I think they only go by what's stated in testimony and then released versus concurrently running with the innovation.
It depends on how high profile the case is.
Yeah, but like, I'll put it this way. In terms of the charges that are out there, this is one that will garnish real legs and stories just because it has so many buzzwords associated with it in an environment where most people or a lot of people think, okay, this person probably should not be with the team anymore, and not paying attention to the legal process. I think we're just really in an era of time where people are ready to play judge, jury, and executioner. And that's not ever fair to a person who's being brought to trial, who's supposed to get their fair trial, their fair case presented in front of a court who will decide rightfully, even an appeals process, if that gets to that point one way or the other. You know, those things have to play out, but people are in such a hurry to get the story, to get the opinion. And John, you hear me talk about this, like that's the difference between working for a professional broadcast entity that at the end of the day, there's a government tie to this, right? So that's why there are some things that we can't say. It's not a censorship thing. This is a government-owned entity. I tell people, like, at the end of the day, they can put anything on this air as long as they run that emergency signal. The government's good. All that other stuff is kind of, and what you say. So there are things that you can't freely say because, like, I don't know if you have this. I actually took an FCC test when I was in college, a license operator test. Now, they don't ask for it when you work, especially in talent. But talk to one of the engineers in the building. They'll tell you, yeah, I've got a Class C FCC license I had to take to know the rules and regulations, where with social media, web, those things are unregulated. And that's why you get all these conspiracy stories and so forth that have really gone way out to left field. But that's where everybody seems to be hanging out and is in left field.
Yeah, and look, social media is more about being first than being right, whereas actual news is more about being right than being first. And sometimes those get convoluted, and not to say that someone on social media isn't right. they can be, and not to say that someone who isn't on the news can't be first or can't be sometimes wrong, but I think the goals of the two are different, and that leads to just different ways of doing things because the end goal is not always the same thing.
Yeah, I feel for Gerard Mayo because it's already been a lot, right? Like, I didn't have this on the bingo card, but this is one of those things I did not have on the bingo card along with the other things that have been going on with this team. I thought this team would just be kind of a quietly moving along, trying to figure things out, rediscovering itself. I did not, like, these are things that, yeah, okay, we've had a high-profile case here with this team. That's happened before. But you would say, would you expect it in a guy's first year from one of its captains to be in the news for it to happen locally, right? Because that's the other part of it. It's like, wow, this is something that happened here. A lot of times these things happen on the road or back in hometowns or something like that, but something to literally happen right here and we don't know fully what happened, that's what the case is going to be for. But did you just feel like it's like, gosh, this is not what you felt like the energy would be from this team? Yeah, you felt like you'd have to figure some things out. And keep in mind, Jabril Peppers has been one of these guys through all this thick and thin over the last several years, is a guy who's actively wanted to be here. In fact, kind of credits this place of giving him that next chance after he had those devastating injuries when he was with the Giants. And now is here and has been able to perform. And like you mentioned, has been one of the leaders of the team. And now you have, like, he's gone, Bentley's gone. Like, it's just, it's fascinating to see that Duggar's out right now. It's really tough.
And I don't want to be unfair here, so I want to get your opinion before I really, like, say this. But you remember how earlier I talked about how, like, is this whole operation as buttoned down as it needs to be? And all those little examples, do you in any way put this on that in any connection? Like, if they're 3-2 and playing really well, or Mayo is a strict disciplinarian, that maybe Peppers isn't in this situation, like he doesn't put himself in that situation late at night, or is this, because I don't want to be unfair.
Or at home, right?
Yeah, like I don't want to be unfair to Mayo, but it's just, again, like I talked earlier, but all those things adding up, like, hey, is this operation as buttoned up as it needs to be with a first-year head coach? Like, do you put this in any connection to that, or is this just, hey, this dude potentially did a really bad thing and it doesn't matter who the head coach is, who else is there, like this is his action?
So I'll speak to the overarching situation and I'm going to remove Peppers out of this, right? So that way I can get the point across, but it applies to the general thought process. I remember early on I said my concern is that some of these players are going to take Gerard Mayo's kind for weakness,
yes.
Not his kindness, but his kind for weakness. And I said with that, and sometimes it's worse because it's some of your own. I'm really getting into some deep fried dish here. So if you have Devon Godchild saying, hey, some guys are trying to do their own thing on defense, not listening to their defensive head coach. Then you have, you know, issues that are potentially going on in the locker room that an employee of the company could say, and that same company removes that audio from that particularly produced broadcast or a podcast, if you will. So I think there's this kind of, would you have pulled this or put yourself in similar situations if the last coach was here? And this is where I think that people believe that, like, My personal desires of what I want to do is not going to usurp what coach may have to say to me, because coach is brand new and I may already know who he answers to. Like, he can't necessarily be his own guy just yet. So therefore, I could probably be my own guy. And if I've got pull or if I've got some type of leverage with upstairs, they may listen to me a little more. Right. I think it kind of goes to, and now let's move back to the buttoned up. We're talking about the upstairs people, of how pretty much everybody else in the world, except for the players that you coach, have been told that there's going to be a quarterback change. And you're telling them 18, 24 hours later.
Yeah. And that's, like I said, I don't want to be unfair to Mayo. And look, the previous guy, there was some high profile legal issues under him over 20 years. OK,
right.
We all know. But it's just, again, is this another little thing in the line of, hey, is this, and again, you can say from the top down too, like you kind of mentioned, is this thing running on the right track as much as it needs to be? Like, that's all. Like, again, I don't want to say, oh, this happened because of Mayo. That would be ridiculous. But
right, and that wouldn't be fair, because that'd be no different than making any comments of where we think the case is or what's in front of him, right? Like, Right. So you're absolutely right. This isn't about Mayo per se as much as it is the environment that seems right. to poke that it seems like it's coming out of different pores in the ship, right? Like ship isn't sinking, but it's like, wow, there's water dripping over here. There's a little bit of water dripping over here. Oh wow, something really hit the ship over the weekend. And you know, like I think the best thing that happened was that the NFL made their move first before the team did, right? And so the team still could make whatever move they make. It may not be a move at all. It may be the absolutist move that they make. I think we don't have to do that right away until you get further into the court proceedings. We may not even get to November 22nd if some things are hashed out or figured out or discovered or what may have you. So that's the other part of it. And gosh, November 22nd is still, what, a month and a half away?
It's a long time.
Right. So that's what, probably about five football games still. So in 5 weeks, this is going to be a conversation again. It's going to disappear for a while. It should, because there's nothing to talk about. But in 5 weeks, the conversation with this is going to start up again. And so I would wonder, whatever momentum, good or bad, is happening with this team, with Drake May in there and so forth, in 5 weeks, you got to get back to this of what's going on with the court case or where does it exist. You really hope that some positive things have happened over these next few weeks, because it would really, really be a kind of a piling on, if you will, if things don't go well with the rookie, and that's a possibility.
Yep.
And then this case gets brought back up in 6 weeks. That's on top of that. And now that's what you're talking about around Thanksgiving. And now you're getting towards the end of the season. So that's the concern I would have, is that, gosh, there's just so many things that are happening. I think it'll make Mayo stronger in the long term, right? Because if you're going to have adversity, I would rather you deal with it early on and you learn from that than to have it later on and never have dealt with it and not know how to handle it.
Yeah, no, and I would completely agree with that point, right? Because, and you feel like a lot of the, and I've made this point, and we've talked about a lot of the good head coaches, a lot of the good quarterbacks in the NFL had some sort of adversity either in their college career or early in their pro career, and they've gotten better because of it. And Mayo's going through a lot right now, but maybe it's something you and I can look back on in a show in 2 or 3 years and say, hey, he's handling this a lot better than he did in, say, the summer of 2024, right? Like, he's learned from this, or it feels like these situations aren't coming. So maybe it is something, again, and not just this situation specifically, but all these, something he can learn from going forward.
You think management just sat up and took a real big gulp of their scotch when we got into this? We walked over hot coals pretty well about this situation, because when you talk about legal stuff and so forth, and clearly people listen to every word that is said in sports media in Boston. And so I think
Reasonable this is, Radio, 6 to 10 p.m., WEEI.
There you go. This is why.
That should be our show name.
This Reasonable is why Radio. You print out those certificates of passing those portals that we have to take. I print out all them damn things to say, you know what? I knew exactly where I was going with this. It's KJ and Lyons. The Lyons Den is next here on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out.
We're back to KJ and Lyons on WEEI.
KJ and Lyons, WEEI. Let that crank, Zach. I don't know about you, John, but I'm ready to go buy like a really old Cadillac. Just put some like hydraulics on it. Go find Snoop.
Hey, look, sounds like a party.
It would be. I mean, with Snoop, I mean, all you would have to do is probably just bring bags of Doritos. That's it. Like, if Snoop invites you over to his house, like, I would say, like, hey, I'll bring some snacks. What do you want to have? You know, now if he gets over there and starts being funny, be like, damn it, I bought like high end chips. I bought like the Tostitos, not Toritas. The little $2 ones.
Yeah.
You like Wavy Lays?
That's actually probably my favorite chip.
Really? Is there a flavor you prefer?
No, I just get the plain ones. I mean, and I'll like some of the flavored Pringles, like the barbecue Pringle.
Gotcha.
You know, those are really good. But yeah, no, Wavy Lays.
You know
Lays,
which ones? Probably. My wife loves the Jason Tatum Lays barbecue chips, the hot barbecue chips. Have you had those?
Actually, you know what? I haven't. Are they good?
They're real solid.
Like, yeah. In fact, my wife keeps the bags. I'm like, what is this really about? She's like, I could eat these all day. I'm like, what the hell do you mean by that? You know, like,
I'll have to eat 18 of them at a time.
Yeah, look, note to self, do not introduce wife to Jason Tatum. You know, can you sign my bags for me, please? Be like, no. You know, but those
get Tatum on the show.
I mean,
we did all the Celtics post games throughout the playoffs. You and I did the finals together. You know, like, we should get Tatum on the show.
Well, you know what? You know what? If you speak these things into existence, this could end up being one of the hottest shows in America because it's so different. Like, think about it. I haven't done a parody in, what, 2 weeks?
Oh, trust me. I know.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
That's,
yeah, it's
but that's funny, right? Because you have the feeling of some people, right? So, yeah. Like, there's, it's like vaudeville with, like, real, it's like vaudeville with real people appeal. Is that a really old ass reference? Like, Zach is probably like, what is
extremely
vaudeville?
So? Yeah.
Right? It's like a circus. It's like a mini circus. It's got music, entertainment, bad humor, sports talk, like everything that would really go on in a typical living room where people are sitting around talking sports. And ladies love this show as well.
So I've heard.
We got to keep a running list of
all
the
players. Yes, my mom, Zach's mom, ladies love the show. Yeah, yeah.
My women hate
all our significant others. Yeah.
None of ours.
My wife listens to like 30 seconds, you know, once in a while. So, yeah, she counts in it, yeah.
Yeah, well, there you go. Right. Well, the spouses are kind of like, for us, don't really count because it's like...
They hear us talk enough at home.
Right, exactly. Like, are you going to go up there and talk about how you continue to leave your clothes in the laundry in the washing machine? And I can't get in the washing machine. Are you going to talk about that?
Where, like, is, you know, Zach's girlfriend's just still excited. He's from the South Shore, which is the greatest. And I won't even say the town, but it's
oh my
the
gosh,
best
is, that,
town
is that ring worthy right there? Is that what you call, like, the qualification?
I'm just saying, if you're from the town Zach is from, you are playing with an advantage.
We're 2 minutes away from the Lions. Then text line 37937. Zach, what you got?
Yeah, so this started yesterday, continued on to today when I'm doing my trending. Someone keeps saying I sound like Haminations, who's apparently a YouTuber.
Is
he a YouTube star?
6.8 million subscribers.
Well, let's get him on the show, Zach.
Okay,
talk
so
to him.
Do you have a sample of Haminations so we can determine if Haminations and Zach Coe might be the same person?
I do. Let's hear it.
Okay.
Oh, he had this ready, KJ, in the holster.
The sixth grade, and in all honesty, it was a great fit for me. According to this personality test I took, I am 96% introverted.
Is this you
so
in, like, this eighth grade?
So the comfort of my home was a much better learning environment for me. My
like, is this old video of you?
Oh, God.
And I really like, didn't like it.
This is kid Zach.
Large people just inflict psychic damage on me.
It does kind of sound like that.
Like, that sounds like a younger, because your voice is a little bit deeper than that. I'll
right,
give you
maybe
credit.
A little pitch
but, like,
control.
If you told me that was a video of you in, like, seventh or eighth grade, like, I would believe
it. It's animated in, like, a schoolyard, too.
Yeah,
so
you gotta, we
got to
get this
like
guy.
Yeah.
We got to get this guy on the show, but just have him do trending, and we'll have people figure out if they can tell it's him.
Yeah, he'll do one. I'll do the next
one. Yeah, send him an email. Zach, make it happen. Book him.
Haminations is welcome to the
show. So you book him, I'll book Jason Tatum.
Now, the good thing he's on YouTube, if he was on OnlyFans, I would have to double check exactly what Haminations does as the video continues
on.
Both,
you know? I don't know.
Well, then again, I don't know. I mean, yes. Yeah,
Haminations
so,
After Dark? I don't know.
Haminations Uncut?
Yeah.
Haminations Hub?
Yeah. That's all just eighth grade Zach.
John is frozen. Oh, God. Can you play that one more time just for effect, Zach? John is not
touching well, KJ collects himself. Do you have any other texts, Zach?
No. I think we should stay with the
just the Haminations case.
Okay, all right. I feel like I saw some other load there, but Zach picked that one out to read.
You said load?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you hit that for me one more time, Zach? He said load. Oh, my God. Okay, so at 8 o'clock, we're going to discuss the Celtics. And what does it mean with Porzingis? I'm trying to use the straight face of Porzingis. Do they need to get a veteran big guy at a minimum? I think I've found that particular person to help with the rotations with Al Horford. We'll get in that conversation as well. Plus, they've got some interesting preseason games. But now it is time for...
See the one about Lions?
Oh, gosh. Can't lose to this head after.
Good job.
So part of laughing at that also admits to you knowing that, right, Zach?
Yes.
Zach's trying not to laugh on Mike. All right, John. Will the Bruins roar this season, or is last night's dismal loss a sign of things to come?
They're going to roar this season. They're going to be really good. I know last night was bad, but they're going to be really good this year.
So, John, I'm not going to give them a meow because it was the opening night. But do you feel like any sign that's less than getting to the Eastern Conference Finals would be a meow?
Oh, yeah. Like, to me, this is a team that should be able to get to the Eastern Conference Final. I mean, they went to six games against Florida, and they're better than they were a year ago. Like, yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, so I'll give it another roar because it's early. What do you call it? LBC? No, never mind. Will Drake May roar on Sunday?
So I think he's going to have the occasional little roar throughout the game, but the performance as a whole is going to lean closer to meow.
Wow.
And it's, again, he's not going to suck, but it's just, it's a tough matchup. It's his first ever game. I want him to get through it healthy and okay.
You know, if he's not holding his ribs or doesn't end up in the blue tent before the fourth quarter, it's a roar for me. Yeah, look. I think as long as Drake May can get through this game healthy, I think that's the biggest thing. No one's expecting the world. That's why I think like a meow would be like out with a concussion. Okay, final one. Will the Dodgers roar tonight and tie the NLDS, or will the Padres close out the series?
By the way, did you just see Francisco Lindor hit a grand slam?
I was going to give you the bonus one. I was going to give you a bonus.
Awesome.
So but, I got a bonus one for you.
You know who's starting for the Dodgers tonight?
Bullpen day?
Old friend Ryan Brazier.
Wow.
And Dylan Cease, a legit ace, is starting for the Padres. So, look, so I think the Padres...
So the Red Sox are playing tonight?
Yeah, I think the Padres are going to close this one out. And again, it's crazy because I think the Phillies, Padres, Dodgers are all capable of winning the World Series, and the Phillies and Dodgers both might get eliminated tonight.
Okay, bonus one. If the Mets are in the NLDS, will they roar and complete an amazing run in the Major League Baseball playoffs?
No, I think they're going to lose to the winner of Padres-Dodgers. And no, I respect the Mets. They're a good team. But I think the Padres are playing at an elite level. If the Dodgers just get by them, that roster is so loaded, and they get some of those pitchers like Yamamoto a little bit healthier, I think that's a little too much for the Mets.
I totally agree. And that is the Lions Den here on KJ and Lions. Hour number three also includes Sportstoberfest, where we crack open a few in honor of Oktoberfest here on WEEI. Thanks for hanging out. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.